This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety, clickety clackety, click. Whoopee! What a ride it is as we wind and rain and ice and snow our way through December. And around the, quote, wheel of the year, which as we know is the annual cycle of semi-festivals observed by many modern pagans. Are you a modern pagan? No, I'm one of those old-time pagans. You're still out in the fire. Stop that. Okay. These chief solar events like the solstice and the equinoxes and the midpoints in between, we celebrate all those. Ooh. But next on the wheel is Yule, good Yule out there, on December 20th and 23rd. Also referred to as the winter solstice. Oh boy, Christmas celebrations as well, and oh, the days will begin to lengthen and the nights will shorten. Around and around and around we go, around the sun. Oh, I love this season of lights. I like the lights and the decorations and the, oh gee, they carry us through those long, dark nights and shortened days. Hey, it's a busy season for you, train singer, isn't it? Oh, yes, it sure is. I've been on that annual magical Christmas train. And, hey, Mike, we should let it out that you have an in on Santa Claus this year, don't you now?
Yeah, I've got his ear.
Oh, wait, he's got his ear, and he's got his beard, too. And he's got the ho, ho, ho. Yeah, well, that's right. That's right, Greg. You know, Malachi, the singing conductor, and me, train singer, we share this seasonal opportunity to sing and play all those familiar Christmas songs and stories with this magical Christmas train passengers. Now, you check out the Skunk Train schedule of rides for this Christmas season, and you better make reservations at www.skunktrain.com. That's www.skunktrain.com. Fort Bragg and Willits offer these special Christmas rides with elves and hot chocolate and special containers and cookies and music and stories. Hey, catch the train singer and Malachi, the singing conductor, on the Willits side. And I do believe they have Johnny, the Gandy Dancer, on the Fort Bragg side. So, but you know, due to the number of rides and events in which we're all both involved here, the Bipolar Express show, this one today, it's kind of going to be my Christmas ride for all you holiday listeners on KLLG LP 97.9. That's right here in Willits, California. So I want you to kind of sit back and pick up my guitar. Sit back or sit up. Stop slouching your shoulders. Sit back and let's take a Christmas song and story ride on the Bipolar Express. Ooh, it's one of my favorites. Dashing through the snow, a one horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the year. Oh, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Fun it is to ride and sing, swings on the night. Whoa, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Ah, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, a day or two ago, thought I'd take a ride. Soon Miss Fanny Bright, seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank and whoo, we got upside. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Come on, sing it. Oh, what fun it is to ride a wondrous open sleigh.
Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a wondrous open sleigh. You know, now the ground is white. Go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight. Sing a sleighing song. Hey, get a bobtail bay. Three quarters for its speed. Hitch it to an open sleigh. Crack, we'll take the lead. Woo! Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a wondrous open sleigh. Woo! Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a wondrous open sleigh. Whee! Yes? And that's one thing that's kind of on my bucket list, as they say, is to ride on a sleigh being pulled by a horse or not a tractor. That's just something about a truck pulling it. It's not quite the same. A city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, making smile after smile. And at every street corner, you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Woo! Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. So it just keeps ticking your talking it off. And, you know, one of my all-time favorites, because I have actually been in a place in the wintertime in New England where this sort of thing was kind of cool. Sleigh bell ring, are you listening? In the lane, snows are glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. I'm walking in the winter wonderland. Who gone away, is a bluebird. Here to stay, a new bird. Sings a love song, as we go along. A walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. Whoa! When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets chilling. Frolic and play the Eskimo way. We can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. All later on, it's inspired as we dream by the fire. Face on our frame, the plans that we make, just a walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman. pretend that he's a circus clown. That's what I like. We'll have lots of fun when there's a snowman. Until the other kid is knocking down. Frolic and play, the Eskimo way. Walking in the winter wonder. Oh yeah. Walking in a winter wonder.
We're not running now, are we?
Walking in the onion the skidoo. Walking in a winter wonderland. Ah, yes, this is Greg Schindel, but trained singer also singing on the Christmas season, singing it right in on the Bipolar Express. Where is that? That's up in Willits. And this is a hometown radio, KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Okay, now here's one we all certainly... You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. That's right, Mike. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him name. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer love. Had to shout it out with glee. Yippee! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, the Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Ooh. Then how the reindeer loved him, how they shouted out with glee. Yippee! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. And he sure has. But, you know, we're all quite familiar with Rudolph. Now, there's a little storybook that I have here. And I do have it somewhere here. Where is it? Ooh. Oh, thank you, Mike. What would I do without my engineer here? He just kind of pointed over to the side. But we're all familiar with Rudolph and all the other reindeer. But the Skunk Train's magical Christmas train has a special reindeer on board called Skippy. Skippy the Train Deer. Now, this story was written especially for our skunk train by Shelley Hart. Now, Shelley Hart is the author of Skippy the Train Deer, as well as the heartfelt story of Morgan and the Magical Christmas Train. And she has had shows, and oh, it's just a wonderful thing. So today, I would like to read Skippy the Train Deer on the Bipolar Express. Up at Santa's workshop, there's so much more than snow. There are elves and famous reindeer, many that you know. Today, I'm going to tell you about one you have not met. The name is Skippy the Train Deer, and he's Elf Snickerdoodle's pet. The story begins on N and N Day, the first day Santa checks his list. He looks at both naughty and nice. No child is ever missed. Santa finds children that need help, who've lost their Christmas spirit. This year he found a wonderful boy who needed a special visit. Elf Snickerdoodle and Skippy were chosen to help this boy named Trent. A trip to the magical Christmas train. Oh, they were happy to be sent. So Skippy flew them down in a flash with Snickerdoodle on his back. They were both very excited to see the railroad track. After they landed on the train, Snickerdoodle ate some fudge made with special fairy magic. Then Skippy gave her a nudge. "I'm going," said Snickerdoodle, smiling. "You can stay and listen from here." She gave Skippy a quick hug and said, "It'll be good to know you're near." Why, it didn't take long to find Trent. He was standing all by himself in a vestibule between two cars, not expecting to see an elf. As she talked to the boy they were sent to help, it all became quite clear. He felt he was too old for Christmas stuff, elves, and even reindeer. "Well, yes, you are a little old for Santa's laugh," Elf Snickerdoodle said to Trent. "But Christmas magic is all around you." She then revealed why they were sent. Skippy listened to both of them, wondering how the boy could resist. Oh, to enjoy Christmas again and to be on Santa's nice list. Skippy thought maybe he could help as he stood up on the roof. Maybe seeing a reindeer would give the boy some proof. So he left the top of the train car and flew inside the door with fairy fudge crumbs on his mouth. He landed on the floor. Well, when Trent turned to see what made the noise, he found a stick reindeer. Why, it looked like a silly toy to him, but one filled with Christmas cheer. "Ooh, this sure is different," Trent exclaimed as he picked up Skippy with his hand. "I've never seen a toy like this. So elaborate, so grand." Then he propped Skippy up in a corner. After looking at him for a while, Skippy wondered if the fudge had worked right, but then began to smile. Trent looked happier than he had been as he went out of Skippy's sight. Skippy then turned and flew away. Things were working just right. Trent heard a sound behind him, and he ran back into the car. He caught a glimpse of a leg and a hoof that couldn't have gone far. So he hurried to the window and looked outside to see. A reindeer was looking back at him and neighing to him, "Neigh, it's me." But the boy just shook his head at Skippy, like he couldn't believe his eyes. Then Skippy heard a familiar sound, and his spirits began to rise. It was Santa and his reindeer, a sleigh, and Rudolph's bell. Oh, Santa was there to do what Santa does so well.
"You guys look hungry," Santa said as he dismounted from the sleigh.
He unhooked his 7 reindeer, then sent them on their way.
"Please take care of things," said Santa with a smile and a scratch behind Skippy's ear. "I'm going to see how our boy is doing and spread some holiday cheer."
Santa spotted Trent with his sister. She was telling him everything we heard about Skippy the reindeer. Then we even got to sing. Well, Santa watched Trent listen to her, looking about all her fun, talking about it. But something about the look of him told Santa they weren't done. As Santa came to stand by him, Trent couldn't help but gasp, especially when Santa called him by name and asked him to do a task. "You've met Skippy the reindeer, right?
Can you give him this to eat? Special magical fairy fudge. It is more than just a treat. For anyone who eats this fudge, it helps them do their best. Give Skippy just a little bit, and you can have the rest."
Skippy's looking after my sleigh right now. He'll fly right down to you. Just hold the fudge out the window and wait. He knows just what to do. As Trent got up to leave the table, he was smiling from ear to ear. Oh, his family was so excited to see his holiday cheer. But as Trent walked back to the vestibule, where he had been before, he heard scraping metal, oh, and clanging, and then a little more. Oh, the noise got louder with every step. And when he looked outside, he saw Santa's sleigh falling off the roof. Oh, with Skippy beginning to slide. Oh, the determined little reindeer was holding on with all his might, but the sleigh was still falling fast with no solution in sight. Remembering the words Santa had said, Trent took a bite of fudge. "Pass me the reins, Skippy," he yelled. "I won't let it budge." The fairy fudge gave him the strength he needed, just like Santa said. "Eat some magical fairy fudge, Skippy. It will help you to hold the sled." Ooh, oh. With the strength of 8 mighty caribou, Skippy tugged on Santa's sleigh. Trent tied a knot to secure it and then yelled out, "Hooray!" Oh, Skippy flew inside with a whoosh and nuzzled on the boy. Trent hugged the reindeer back. He could not control his joy. As he heard the other reindeers return, Trent yelled, "We did it!" with delight. He was ready to go back to his family and enjoy the rest of the night. "Will you go with me, Skippy?" Trent asked. "My sister should meet you, too. I never want her to lose her Christmas spirit the way I did before you." And with a neigh and a smile, Skippy agreed, then turned back into a toy. With the same beautiful reindeer head, Trent couldn't control his joy. And as they galloped through the moving train, there was magic seen all around. Elf Snickerdoodle looked on and clapped. Yes! Trent's Christmas spirit had been found. So, when your Christmas spirit is low, come and see Skippy right here on the magical Christmas train, the one and only Traindeer. Oh my, what a wonderful story about a whole new reindeer. Skippy seems like a good, and that magical fudge, boy, I could sure use a little bit of that myself. So, okay, but that's on the magical Christmas train right here in Willits and in Fort Bragg. So check your schedule, www.skunktrain.com. Well, there you have it. Skippy the Train Deer, on board the Skunk Train. It's an annual thing now. And our last ride, by the way, is on December 23rd. So, this is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits. So we've got reindeer and train deer. And what about Frosty, you know, the snowman? Frosty the snowman, a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, 2 eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play the same as you and me. Now Frosty the snowman, he knew the sun was hot that day. He said, "Let's run and have some fun now before I melt away." Down to the village, with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, crying, "Catch me if you can." He led them down the streets of town, right to a traffic cop. Only paused a moment when he heard him holler, "Stop, yeah!" Frosty the snowman had hurried on his way,
He waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday." He led them down the streets of town, right to a traffic cop. He only paused a moment when he heard him holler, "Stop, Frosty! Oh, Frosty!" The snowman had to hurry on his way. He waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday." Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, a new great cat and Frosty go. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, over the hills. You know, what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
You get frostbite.
Oh, yes. And what is Frosty's favorite food? Burritos. Oh, gosh. And what do you call Frosty? No, what do you call Santa Claus stuck in a chimney?
Claustrophobic.
I kind of like Crisp Kringle. Ooh, that's a terrible thing. Come on, Gregory, don't get carried away. Why not? Okay, now. So does Frosty, what does Frosty do? You know, does he have a snow job? Or is he just a snow job? Hey, Gregory, you're not supposed to ask questions like that.
Why not? It's my phone express. Whoop.
Okay. Get off. Let's. How can we ever forget about Santa Claus with all these Santa Claus songs, too? Santa Claus on the Santa Claus train.
Woo!
Fixing and blitzing all the reindeer up, pulling on the rain. Sleigh bells ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers. Santa Claus, whoa, he's here tonight. Yay! On Santa Claus, on the Santa Claus train. He's got a bag full of toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a wonderful sight. Oh, jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus, he's here tonight. Woo! Oh, Santa Claus on the Santa Claus train. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. So fill your heart with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, ooh, I hear tonight. You better watch out.
No.
That's a scary song. Here we go. You better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. Telling you why Santa Claus is coming down. Making a list. Checking it twice. Gonna find out if you're naughty and nice. Santa Claus. army to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, yikes. He knows when you're awake, whoa. He knows if you've been bad or good. Be good, for goodness sake, ooh. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, woo! Sees you when you're sleeping, oh, knows when you're awake at Homeland Security. He knows if you've been bad or good. Be good, for goodness sake, hey, better watch out, better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Happen to know he is on the magical Christmas train. Oh, yes, he is. And that's the real Santa Claus. If you don't believe me, go ahead, pull his beard. See what happens. Oh, boy, Greg, you better not do that. You must be not doing that, you know. Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who comes around on a special night? Santa comes around on a special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus. Who's got boots and a suit of red? Santa's got boots and a suit of red. Who has a long cap on his head? Santa wears a long cap on his head. Cap on head, suit that's red. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, yeah. Must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Who's got a great big cherry nose? Santa's got a great big cherry nose. Who left this way? Oh, oh, oh. Santa left this way. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Cherry nose, suit that's red. Cap on head, special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Very soon will come our way, Santa very soon will come our way. Eight little reindeer pull his sleigh, Santa little reindeer pull his sleigh. Reindeer sleigh, come on day, ho ho ho. Cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red. Special night, beard that's white. Ooh, must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. I know it, but hey, there's another story I'd like to read to you if I remembered to bring it. There it is. We've heard about Skippy, and that could be the next, who knows. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, by Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Out on the lawn, there rose such a clatter, why, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted, excuse me, and called them by name. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, Now Prancer and Vixen! Oh, Comet, on Cupid, oh, Donner and Blitzen! To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall! Now dash away, dash away, dash away all! And as leaves, dry leaves, before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke of it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was a chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, oh my goodness, woo, up the door, he's going in, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, I bet it was louder than that, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all. And to all a good night. I love that from the days past when I was a child. But hey, let's keep singing about Santa and his reindeer. This is our Christmas special on the Bipolar Express. Down through the chimney, lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joy. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney where the birds sing. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that will open and shut her eye. Ho, 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 who would go? Ho, 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 who would go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with click, say, click. The stocking of little Will. Oh, just see what a glorious fill. Give him a hammer, lots of tacks, a whistle and a ball and a whip and a crack. Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, ho, who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney where the good sang. Yeah, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. There really is a Santa Claus too. I wanted to be, I still want to be Santa Claus. But last year I grew a beard and frankly, I'm not ready to look that old. My goodness, and I couldn't keep my hands off it either. So that's a very strange thing. But here actually, this is one of my favorite Christmas songs. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm gonna say. Christmas Eve is coming soon now, you dear old man. Whisper what you'll bring to me, tell me if you can. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sled, Nelly wants a picture book, yellow, blue, and red. Now, my dear old Santa Claus, to you I'll leave the rest. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, cause you will know what's best. And when the clock is striking 12, when I'm fast asleep, down the chimney, broad and black, with your pack you will creep. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row, mine will be the smallest one, you'll be sure to know. Oh, jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon, now you dear old man, whisper what you'll bring to me and tell me, tell me.
Tell me, Mr. Grinch.
Little miniature, you're riding on the Beep Beater Express with a little kitty train today on KLLT. LP 97.9 FM.
Okay. I do get carried away with this stuff. Gee, that thing just took a... Ah, yes. Oh, yes, good old Santa Claus. You know, he's got black boots. He's dressed all in furs, you know, from head to foot on one of them. He's got a red suit, white trim, and... It's got a long cap with a little white fur pom-pom on the top. quite a stylish guy. What a variety of outfits you got there, Santa Claus. Hey, glad you... Well, you know, Willits, by the way, has the honor of having the longest continuous running rodeo event in California. So ranching, farming, that made up much of... the fabric of our history right here in Willits, as they still do today. And my good friend Betty suggested I write a song about a cowboy Santa Claus, you know, a local boy. Ah, why shouldn't Willits have its own Santa with all the cowgirls and cowboys up there, you know? His boots are scuffed and dusty, and his faded jeans are blue. Now the wind is right, the stars are bright, when he's riding through. He got a lot of range to cover as he travels far and near. He's the cowboy Santa Claus, spreading Christmas cheer. Cowboy Santa Claus, you know he wears a Stetson hat, and he's got a red bandana. Hey boy, this cowboy's fat. He wears boots and spurs that jingle, but he doesn't need a gun, cause he's got a string of horses. Yeehaw! How they can run. Yippee-yi-oh. Yeah. He's the cowboy Santa Claus. Horses as fast as bullets, they ride as if untamed. We got blazing star and thunder, I calls them all by name. Stormy flashing lightning, fury they all fly. Spirit as
as their leader, just sailing through the sky. Yippee-yi-oh, yippee-yi-yay. Ah, he's the cowboy Santa Claus. Got a pair of boots for Jesse, and a bridle for old Buck, a saddle and a blanket, and a horseshoe for good luck. Now Jenny gets a pony and a set of silver spur, a buckle and a bell with her name on the back so she'll know it's her. Cowboy, and you like to be one too. Believe the cowboy Santa Claus will soon be riding through. Listen for his team of horses as they gallop across the sky. Oh, the cowboy Santa Claus never passes by. Yippee-yi-yo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the cowboy Santa Claus. I said the cowboy Santa Claus. Ooh, the cowboy Santa Claus. Hey cowgirls, he's the cowboy Santa Claus.
Buckaroos, why not? Hey, we've got time. We got plenty of time. Whoa! Oh, we get time. That's fine. Well, we're having fun here on the Bipolar Express. Cowboy Santa Claus, he is riding the Bipolar Express right now. Giddy up, boy! Well, you know, around 30 years ago, it snowed up to, like, our knees in Berry Canyon, a little above our knees, and school was canceled. Not a car could come up the road. This is up by the old landfill. The snow was the perfect snow, the perfect kind of snow for snowballs. And we started rolling these from the hill down. They got so big, we couldn't roll them any further. They were actually taller, like 6 feet tall. Boy, that's a lot of pushing. Luckily, it was going downhill. But anyway, we made some of them down in that little pull-off where we live. We built the biggest snow monster I've ever seen and ever seen since. And it was actually hauled out inside. And my son and my daughter both went in there. They were just little kids at the time. I started to go in there, but I was claustrophobic. I was being inside there. I have to say, let's just see if we can get some of this snow. I think we're gonna get some rain through Christmas, and well, you never know, we could get a white Christmas. Have you been dreaming of a white one? Not me, actually. I'm dreaming of Christmas already past. Sorry, Christmas vibes. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. It sends me no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You know, it doesn't show signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping. You know, the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I win me finally, cause good night, I ain't going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Woo! And when we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. How you really hold me tight. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, come on, let it snow. How long has that song been around? Quite a long time, I'd say. Oh, Oh, so what else are we doing here to Gregory? What? Well, I, you know, there's a scene, that warm scene by the fire. This is not exactly a Christmas song, but, excuse me. I just like what happens to this fox. A fox went out one chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, town, how many a mile to go that night before he reached the town? Well, he ran till he came to a cozy den. The cocks and the geese were there put in. Couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town. Couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Well, old mother flipper flopper, she jumped out of bed. Pull out the window, she stuck out her head. She goes, John, John, the gray goose is gone. The fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the gray goose is gone. The fox is on the town, oh. Johnny runs to the top of the hill, blows his horn loud and shrill. Fox said, I better flee with my kill. I'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail. Foxy said, I better flee with my kill, cause I'll soon be on my trail. Well, he ran till he came to his cozy den. And there were his little ones, 8, 9, 10. His daddy, daddy, you better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Town, town, oh, daddy, daddy, better go back again, it must be a mighty fine town. Now the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up that goose with a fork and a knife. Never had such a supper in their life. The little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. Never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, yeah. Hell, it's too bad about old Mother Flipper Flopper and Johnny, but come on, you gotta like those little foxes. They're having a really good time, so I hope you are also out there in Radio Land, Little Lake Valley, having a warm, loving, and healthy, safe holiday season. From me, Greg Shindell. Me too, trained singer. So, you know, we've been flying and riding and sailing and sleighing along. That's S-L-E-I-G-H. Oh, we're going to sleigh. We slew them last night at the BPE on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Now, I've got some other little, maybe we should just, I don't know. What do we got? 5 minutes, maybe? 5 minutes. Okay. I was going to do the 12 days of Christmas. That should we do that? What do you think?
It's a concertina.
Oh, I do have that concert. I'll put some filler at the end. How's that? Okay. This is one. There's a message to y'all this year, this Christmas season. Transcending Christmas, Santa Claus, the whole thing. It goes like this. If you like Coca-Cola, you might remember this one. Well, I'd like to build the world a home, furnish it with love, grow apple trees, honey bees, snow white turtle dove. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I like to hold it in my arms, keep it company. I like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand, and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. It's the real thing, what the world wants today, the way it will stay. It's the real thing. Well, I'd like to teach the world to sing perfect harmony. Song of peace that echoes on, never goes away. Put your hand in my hand, let's begin today. With your hand in my hand, help me find a way. Oh, we'd like to see the world for once standing hand in hand and hear them echo.
the hills for peace throughout the land. Yes, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, the song of peace that echoes on and never goes away.
Oh yes, peace is the world smiling. Remember the little children singing that one? Peace is the world smiling. Peace is a gentle dove. Peace is sharing. Peace is caring. Peace is filling the world with love. Oh, I just think that's wonderful. We got a couple of more minutes, don't we? 2 minutes? 3 minutes.
I don't know why. When I was teaching school at Blosser, Miss Warburton always sang this at Christmas, and it always seems like a Christmas song to me. Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies, crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on your nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite thing, and then I don't feel so bad.
And I hope nobody is feeling poorly right now as you're listening to the show. We got a minute or so here. Oh, look at this. I'm going to say, we're riding on the BP Express, and I'm picking up my concertina. I started the show with it. Why the hell? Christmas is my back molars. I mean, my two front teeth. I want a couple of those back ones, too. Hey, gee, if I could only have my other teeth, well, I could chew up that great big turkey and ham and all the food that's coming our way in America. Oh, wait a minute. Let's put this down, Gregory. You've got to sign off with your song, right? What's your song, Gregory? You know what it is, don't you? Mike, tell me. Tell me you know what it is. Uh-oh. He knows what it is.
I've heard it.
It's the Bipolar Express, a diddly a papa chua, a Bipolar Express. Christmas, a Christmas, a Christmas, the Bipolar Express on KLLD LP 97.9 FM radio, radio, a KLLD LP 97.9 FM Willis. California. Have a Merry Christmas and have a good Christmas season. Be safe. Be safe. Ah, Merry, 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 Merry. Merry, 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 Merry. And Johnny and Billy and Paul. And